Paul, my accountant. Good morning, Kevin, up in Boston. He's at your kidding CPAs.
Yes.
Exactly. Kevin, thank you. You haven't heard from me yet, Kevin. I've been delayed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
It's good.
It's all right.
Every time he picks up the phone, it's like, boom.
Plenty of time to April 15th.
And I guess there's like a shortage of accountants. That's the story. I don't buy it.
I don't know. I mean, that just seems... you know, where I went to undergraduate, University of Richmond, we cranked out CPAs, and they always had good jobs.
Like way back then, they made six figures. Like by, you know, they got out in June, and by September, they were killing.
Now they hated their job every day of the week, but at least they had one. And so, but apparently, there's an issue there. Amanda Iacone, Bloomberg tax audit and a financial accounting reporter, joins us. Amanda, we talk about across this economy labor shortages, and it's not just waiters, waitresses, greenskeepers. It's also people who do these financial statements. Talk to us about what's going on in the world of accounting and CPAs.
That's right. There's a shortage of them. There's not enough of them, more jobs than people who are willing and able to help prepare financial statements, to audit those financial statements. The Great Resignation is compounding this. This is a problem that predates the pandemic. Accounting colleges and universities haven't been graduating as many accounting students in years. So it's a great question. It's a question the profession keeps trying to solve, trying to figure out how can they attract more people to join the profession. And it's a mix of reasons. Part of it is the amount of education that's required. Part of it is the salaries. Most accountants are not making six figures.
Amanda, we got to stop here. Unfortunately, we've taken a fair amount of accounting. It is extremely difficult.
Yes.
I mean, it's a brutal rite of passage. And then the process of CPA, I've always been dumbfounded how underpaid CPAs are. Am I right?
You're right. And that's actually something I'm looking into, follow-up stories. So happy to circle back to you on the salaries and what's really happening there. I
mean, please, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
The biggest firms, right, have been going on a spending spree, right? KPMG just announced a mid-cycle across-the-board salary increases. The largest four firms have been offering bonuses, sign-on bonuses, salary increases, anything they can to retain the current staff and also attract new hires. It's pushing wages up for everybody. That much I can tell you. The risk here, though, is that these are the folks that are preparing your balance sheets, your cash flows. They're doing really complex, as you pointed out, extremely difficult stuff. Revenue recognition, it's so fundamental, but it's really complex. And you need
Amanda, I got divorced really over equipment skills. Leasing accounting.
So, Amanda, I mean, what are the big accounting firms doing, Amanda, to try to deal with this issue? Is it simply raising pay? What are they trying to do?
Pay is just part of it. Culture, where people work, when people work, training, development, it runs the gamut. You know, in the short term, you know, the concern is staffing audits, right? We're in the middle of earnings season. 10-Ks are coming out. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that are needed to get that information into the hands of investors. And so the biggest firms, they're able to spread out that workload. They can pull in teams from other cities, other parts of the world. Smaller firms might be relying on contingent workers. They're trying to provide stopgap measures. They're offering sign-on bonuses that if you stay through busy season, we'll give you a very significant bonus on the back end of it.
Got to leave it there. Amanda, got to leave it there. We're out of time, but thank you. Thank you so much. Amanda Iacone with us there with Bloomberg Tax Audit and Accounting Reporter is, well,